Today's devotion is entitled, The Lord is Your Shepherd, by Pastor Joel Hess, St. James, Chicago. When we were young, we didn't think we needed a shepherd. We thought we would grow and be our own shepherd. Yet as shepherds of our families, businesses, and occupations, having a shepherd leading us sounds more attractive. We discover the limits of our knowledge and abilities. We find out our character's shortcomings. We meet obstacles we can't control or overcome. King David certainly realized his own severe inadequacies and therefore declared in Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." The great king gave God credit for any of his accomplishments. He followed God's rules. He put his life in God's hands. He even put his failures and sins in God's mercy as he found himself caught red-handed in severe mischief. It's hard to let someone else lead, let alone be God in our lives. We are always trying to wrestle him out of that throne. Yet, to properly understand the universe, let alone ourselves, letting God speak, lead, and be God works the best. There are many great conspiracies about who's pulling the strings, who's on top of the food chain, and who's in charge. We don't need to wonder. We know full well. We know God's name, Jesus. We know his heart and his will from when he says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep," John 10:11. Indeed, he did. He is not an absentee and distant God, but one who gets his hands dirty, his hands bloody, his side pierced. He has saved our life. He has lain in our grave. He became our sin on the cross. He rose again. He is a far better shepherd than we could ever be. We can rest in his leadership, for he will lead us to still waters. He will take our hand through the valley of the shadow of death. He will forgive our sins. He will raise us up on the last day. So we can say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want."